Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we discuss queer lady films, inclusively defined.
Wahoo!
Wahoo! And today, we're talking about Anne Plus, the film, which is not to be confused with, although it is part of the same universe as Anne Plus, the web series. And it is a Dutch language Netflix original, which follows the first two seasons of the crowdfunded web series turned hit TV show of the same name. And it was directed by Valerie Bisseru.
That sounds right.
Yeah. and it was also written by her and another person named Maud Wiemeijer and one of the stars, Hannah Van Vliet. And it takes place in Amsterdam, which is a place I just was.
I know. I was like, this is so timely. I'll have to ask you how, I mean, I assume there's a lot of biking in Amsterdam.
Actually, so this is very much an aside, but I have spent a lot of time in Copenhagen in my life. I've lived there, a lot of family there. And there's a lot of biking in Copenhagen too, but I'd never been to Amsterdam. And we went a couple weeks ago and it's like a different level. Like there's so many bikes in Copenhagen, but there's actual infrastructure to support them in most places. In Amsterdam, everything is just on the same narrow streets. The bikes, the cars, the pedestrians, the train, everything is just like in the same place. And it was
really stressful
to like try and walk around because it was just like chaos.
Yeah, I was like, and at first I was like, oh man, I would not want to drive there. And then I was like, I wouldn't want to walk there. I wouldn't want to bike there. I don't want to do anything.
Just go there.
Go ahead. I just want to Spider-Man and crawl up a wall.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, this is also an aside, but I don't know if you've caught up with the latest season of Ted Lasso, but the most recent episode took place in Amsterdam too. They like did an away game there, or like a friendly or whatever. Well, it's not a spoiler, but one of the characters is like walking on a bridge that's only a bike lane, and like there's so many bikes that she falls into the canal.
Oh god.
Which, by the way, I would never want to do because they're dirty as fuck. Looking at that water, I was like, oh god, I hope I never fall into a place like that. Anyway, this movie is about queers in Amsterdam.
Yeah, I feel like it gave me L Word vibes.
Totally.
In the sense of like this like group of friends that, you know, is navigating life and love together, but just like in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
But in particular, we follow Anne. And the synopsis is, a 20-something lesbian university graduate in Amsterdam prepares to leave for Montreal, meanwhile navigating her social life and writing career.
Yeah.
So
what the synopsis leaves out is that is the reason she's preparing to go to Montreal.
Yes.
But her girlfriend is moving there for a job. And I didn't actually watch the web series. Did you watch the web series? Okay.
So I haven't yet, but spoiler alert, I did like this film, so I think I'll probably watch the web series too.
Yeah, I might watch the web series too. I enjoyed it also. I feel like it was kind of better than the L Word in a lot of ways.
Yes.
cared about the characters somewhat more, and they were like more interesting, and the friend group was like, I don't know, they were like a cool friend group. I feel like the L Word friend group is just annoying.
Yeah, I think they suffer from a lot of flaws.
Sure.
But what I wonder how my, you know, watching or viewing would have been different had I watched the series and known more about these people. Because just at a glance, looking at the web series, the reason why it's called Anne Plus is because it's like it focuses on Anne, and then whoever she is with, like romantically or like friend wise, you know, whoever she's interacting with in that moment, at least for the first season. The second season is like multiple pairs of people. But so like, I feel like I don't know those characters very well, which kind of lended itself well to this version of things because it doesn't focus on them. And if I really liked, I don't know, let's say Jip, for example, you know, I might not like this as much because I would want more of their story.
Right. Yeah.
Or Lou, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I liked the way the friend group was portrayed in this movie because they were like the right amount of side character. And I feel like you got this vibe. Maybe it was just that they had really good chemistry, that whole group together, but you got this vibe that like everyone was just cool and like there for each other. And they did like a drag show together. that was a fun scene. I liked that. Yeah,
that's actually one of the first you know, scenes where we get to so Sarah, or Sar, they call Anne calls her, like she's already left for Montreal and they're doing like a long distance relationship thing, and like, yeah,
just to do it for like a couple months.
Yeah, just a couple months. And within those couple of months, you find out later on in the film that they have decided to have an open relationship and that they're going to be poly. But like I said, you don't find that out right away. And at that drag show, you know, Anne is looking, you know, kind of has like a wandering eye, which is not really a bad thing. But like, it gave me like a sus kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Like something bad was going to happen from this, or like, you know, maybe she wasn't supposed to be doing that. I don't know. So it was
my original, because you don't know that they have decided to be in a poly relationship, like when that scene happens. And so I also thought like, oh, is this going to be a thing where like she falls in love with someone else and has to break up with her girlfriend? And there's an element of that, but that's not exactly how it goes.
Yeah, I'm glad it doesn't go that way. We could talk more about that later. But yeah, you get a good sense of the friend group right off the bat and how they're very diverse in their own set. But also like just supportive, and I don't know. I liked it. I thought they were all very interesting people.
Yeah, me too. So Anne is kind of just like, the other thing about Anne is that she's a writer and she's been working on a novel that she has already sold to a publisher. And towards the beginning of the movie, she has a meeting with the publisher who's like, this draft is not, it doesn't have the same energy as your first draft. Like, it's kind of boring and we need you to like make some changes. And at first she's like pretty upset to hear it. And she thinks that she kind of has her life figured out because she has come out, she has queer community, she feels confident in her queer identity. she is done with school and all of that.
Yeah, has a girlfriend, has a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. And apparently in the writing that she's doing, it's just like she's still lost. And that's like a reflection of where she is in her life, that she thinks she's not lost, but she is. I feel like that's a metaphor for like the manuscript, like getting that feedback, and then in the end they're like, oh, actually this book is great and we're gonna publish it now. Like at her next draft, because I guess she like finds that joie de vivre or whatever again. Makes a better draft. But yeah, so she's kind of like dealing with this these ambiguous feelings about maybe not wanting to move to Montreal. And and then she goes to this drag show and she sees Lou, who is a non-binary person who's doing drag. And I think I read that the person who played Lou, whose name I can't remember now,
Thorne DeVries.
Oh yeah, was the first non-binary like main character in a Dutch movie.
Wow.
I read that somewhere. I'll have to try and find it again so I can put it in the show notes. But
yeah.
Anyway, Anne and Lou kind of have this little fling, and meanwhile, Sara is also having kind of a fling in Montreal with another girl or woman.
And it makes Anne feel like, from the very beginning when she finds out, which is like over like a Zoom call basically, and like this girl or woman, Zoe, kisses Sara on the cheek and
during
like
Zoom
gets
call.
This like, yeah, and Anne gets this like pit feeling in her stomach, and like part of throughout the movie you kind of hear her inner thoughts, and she's basically like, oh shit, here we go.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, Anne wasn't necessarily thinking like another person would really be an option, and I don't think she expected that Sara would get so, like find someone that fast, and like yeah. Because it's only a couple months, like for me I'd be like, why?
Yeah.
But for other people, they're like, yeah, I absolutely need to be like boning every single day.
Yeah.
You know? Which is like, yeah. Okay, sure. But
yeah. The spectrum like everything else, I guess.
Yeah. But I guess Anne is just kind of like immediately uncomfortable. But it's like an interesting uncomfortable. It's not like jealousy.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of jealousy, but there's also, I think, this like realization, I think it brings to the forefront of her mind a little more like her own doubts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of decides she doesn't want to go to Montreal. Yeah.
Yeah.
After she and Lou bone. Yeah, there's some, what did you think of the sex scenes in this movie? They're pretty explicit.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought they were very explicit, but also great. I thought it was like really well done, and
it felt realistic.
Yeah, it felt really realistic. And you know, for Lou and or sorry for Anne, Lou is like this person that just kind of helps her expand her thought process. And like figuring out what she really wants.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because like even with her really supportive friend group, she lies to them about, you know, how things are going with Sara, at least in the beginning.
Yeah.
And even like how things are going with her book, she's like, oh yeah, it just needs a few edits, when really it needs an entire rewrite.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a huge deal. So it seems like kind of her world is falling apart around her, and she's trying to like keep up a facade.
I know, that's true, and I wonder why she feels compelled to lie to her friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because we find this out later, so you know, she kind of Anne kind of ghosts Sara for a couple days, and I guess Sara, I don't know why, if she really had to come for business or if she's just like, what is going on? Flies back to Amsterdam from Montreal and yeah, kind of ambushes Anne and is like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And they spend a night together in their old house or condo, apartment, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this like very big blowout.
Yeah.
Of a you know, fighting with each other over the future. Mm-hmm. And Anne basically says to Sara, like, you made the plans. I wasn't a part of any of them.
Yeah.
And Sara says, like, you never want to make any plans. You're never making any plans. So I have to make them. And it's like this, it was, I feel like, a very real fight.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That fight felt realistic too. And I mean, you could also see both of their sides
mm-hmm.
argument, which I think is good.
Yeah. And it didn't really, oh God, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, it didn't really get like you saw like the parts of both of them, and I feel like their sides, and not one of them made more sense than the other, I feel like, most of the time. I was just kind of like, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that too. You guys clearly aren't happy.
Yeah. It's so true to like how relationships are sometimes, I think, and not just romantic relationships, but any kind of relationship where like two people could be having different experiences of the same thing.
Yeah.
So like with this whole plan to move to Montreal, like clearly they were both thinking about it differently and not communicating that to each other, whether it was because they didn't want to or they didn't really know how they felt. So yeah, if it felt realistic that that would kind of lead to a fight like the one they had.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sar, she does tell Anne, like, well, getting you to communicate is really difficult. You never want to talk. You never want to, you know, tell me what you're feeling. So it's like Anne felt like she didn't have the opportunity or the courage, I guess, to like actually say something, because what if you say something and it all falls apart?
Yeah.
And this dream that you do want, you know, this life that you want with this person, or like you want to be with this person, but maybe not in Montreal, or, you know, doing a specific job, whatever it may be. Yeah. What if it all falls apart and you're left alone like that? I think Anne is, you know, just afraid to be alone.
Yeah, for sure. This is a little bit of a pivot, but what did you think of Lou's character?
I liked Lou. I thought Lou was really interesting. I feel like they did, because it's called like Anne Plus, like it shouldn't be too much of a surprise that like they were more of a function for Anne than they were like a person, or like a full blown like character. I feel like they were like the perfect person to date because they like, I don't know, they want you to like open up to them, and they're willing to open up and try stuff, and they seem like pretty wise.
Yeah,
and they get you to push the boundaries. But then also I liked at the end that they were like, you know, I'm not asking for like a commitment or anything, like that's not what this is. Because Anne's, you know, not ready for that either, and is pretty I don't know, pretty sure of the fact that like Lou is not going to be the person that they're with. You know, like they're not going to be a serial monogamous. They just happen to make them question and feel confident in confronting Sarah.
Yeah.
What about you?
I agree. I think they were a little bit flat as a character, like a little bit too, like, I don't know if stereotype is the right word, but I found it kind of eye-rolly when they were getting ready for that drag show and Lou was like basically giving everyone a history on the fact that pride and drag are like tied up with each other, and that black trans women led the fight, and meanwhile it's like this white person being like, let me give you a lesson about like even to other characters of color. And I was just like, all right,
it was just like,
I don't get why they did that, because I think, but it felt so weird to me, like this 101 lesson that was just like, I don't know.
I do agree with that. Yeah. And yeah, it seems like, you know, the audience that is watching this film already knows that information.
Yeah.
For the most part. I don't think any Dutch queers need to be reminded of this. Like, they probably already know. So yeah, it seemed a little eye-rolly and flat. I also, I don't know if this is like a term, but also just like kind of like a trans like mystic guide, like kind of like trope. It's like, here's this like unicorn who's going to show you the way, you know?
Totally. I agree with that. It did have that kind of vibe to it, especially in that scene. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought that their sex scene together was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Yeah, and they talk about, you know, like desire and being able to like share that with your partner and like fantasies and things like that, which is just like good. And but it's just like one of those, just another reminder for Anne that like she doesn't feel like she can talk to her girlfriend about these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked the buildup of Anne kind of figuring out that she doesn't want to be with Zara and like kind of looking all around the places that she lives and works and all that, and kind of like feeling haunted in a way. She's like, here are all these memories I have with this person, and this kind of, like I was saying, like back and forth of like, should I or shouldn't I, and like kind of questioning and but also like grieving at the same time. And it's just like, I think she knows right away what she should do, which is to break up with Zara, but it's just kind of like this weird ambiguity. But I did like the build up to it. It didn't seem like, whoa, this came out of nowhere. It's like, yeah, that makes sense.
That's really true. I didn't feel like, I felt like the whole plot of this movie, I wasn't questioning it. Like I definitely bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it made sense. It flowed well. Yeah.
Yeah. In general, I really liked it. I thought it was great. Yeah. And I think I'll watch the web series. I also liked, you know, how diverse everyone is, and even what's the person who plays Anne, Hannah Van Vliet. She has like you know, not the most like perfect skin. She has a lot of like redness on her face. She has a little bit of like facial hair here and there, and like it just was like refreshing to see a normal face like that. That's not, you know, perfect. She doesn't wear much makeup, you know, that kind of thing. And
like when she gets into drag, which I really liked.
Oh yeah, the glitter beard.
Yeah, the glitter beard.
Yeah, that was another thing too. Yeah, so they have like that drag class with like the eye rolly bit in the beginning, but the actual like part where everyone's like feeling themselves was really cute.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting because Anne had said she never felt sexy. Mm-hmm. So like it was all kind of a like class in how to feel sexy in your gender. Yeah, so that was really sweet.
Your body in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about the ending?
I liked it. Yeah. I thought it sort of like came together in a realistic way.
Yeah, I do like that she ends up writing to Saar. Yeah. And apologizing for the things that she said, but also the things that she didn't say. Mm-hmm. And kind of like, you know, I did owe you to be a better communicator. However, like, and she didn't really write this, but basically saying like the problems that we had were going to be there no matter what.
Yeah.
So I thought that was like fantastic. It just felt like whole and something, I feel like something I would do. Because I don't like to leave stuff just like hanging. Yeah. It might take me a long time to like reach back out to that person, but eventually I do, and it always feels like a weight lifted off. One of the things I also liked too was, you know, it wasn't, there were people in her life, particularly her dad, telling her basically like, you know, it's not always your environment that's creating your problems.
Yeah,
it can be that, but it's also you too. Mm-hmm. Like you need to really look into yourself and figure out what is going on.
I kind of liked her dad when she like went to stay with him and she was all depressed on the couch, and then he was like, okay, we're going for a walk, and he had his like little backpack and he was just like walking ahead, and she was like, he was like, come on, Anne, we're going for a walk.
It was very sweet. Yeah, I feel like he took care of her in that way, where like he let her be like one with the couch for a while, for a couple days, and then like, he was like, all right, get up. Like, this is depressing. I like how one time he got home and he was like, you're still in the same spot, and she's like, I got up to pee.
Yeah, like, I went to the bathroom and I made lunch.
Yeah, I mean, that's like what breakups are, right? Even if it, under the best circumstances, it's like, still rough.
Yeah,
so like I said, in general, I liked it. I looked up some reviews, and Heather Hogan, whom I love.
Yeah, I love Heather Hogan.
And I love Heather Hogan's writing.
Yeah.
She reviewed this on Autostraddle.
Yes.
And the title is Netflix's Anne Plus Wonders What Comes After a Queer Happy Ending. Which was really nice. I feel like, yeah, there's a lot of movies about queer romance, but not necessarily breakup and then like another romance.
Yeah.
Or finding yourself.
Right, right. And that is more what this was about, which I also appreciated.
Yeah. She says, it simply does not care that straight people exist as characters or audience members, which is how I feel about their friend group.
Yeah.
There's not like a straight person among them.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's no one, no character in this movie that's straight.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe the dad. But like no one that we interact with on the regular.
Yeah. Totally. I love when that happens. When movies or shows are just like, there's no straight people.
Yeah, because I mean, like, when you are that age and like in a city and like just out of university, at least like as a gay person, yeah, like most people I knew were gay.
Yeah.
So it's like, and the most people, like people I hung out with the most were gay.
Yeah.
People I lived with were gay, you know? It's just like you create your own little community.
Totally.
One of the things Heather Hogan also said was that the movie seems a little aimless at times. And while I'm not sure I agree with that, because I feel like it's supposed to be, because Anne is kind of feeling lost.
Mm-hmm.
But what she says next definitely makes sense. She says, luckily, Amsterdam is a very beautiful place to take a ponder and a stroll.
So
I thought, like, for all the, which I didn't think there was a lot, but like if there are any kind of like scenes of like dead emotion or whatever, it's just kind of like where's a stagnant time. I think it's still a beautiful watch, so I really liked it. I think I will, like I said, watch the show. Something else I found interesting too, I went on the Anne Plus website. So there's like a foundation, apparently. This is from anneplus.nl. And it reads, the Anne Plus Foundation was created in 2017 to produce the first season of the series Anne. So the filmmakers Valerie Bisharu, Laura Baumeister, Maud Weijemeyer, and Hannah Van Vliet are the heart of the foundation and have a clear vision about storytelling. Anne Plus Foundation has the aim to contribute to more diversity as it comes to queer and female characters in films and series. A wider representation of sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression in the media, and the visibility and acceptance of these themes worldwide. And it seems like they are now producing a new web series, at least as of 2020, called Self-Made Man, in collaboration with 3 Lab, an NTR about the life of a young trans person who's just about to start his transition from girl to man. So something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, seemed really cool. So yeah, I was pleasantly surprised to read about that. It's kind of like another project to look at.
Yeah, and I just, in like a cursory Google, it seems like pretty much everyone who's involved in making this movie, at least like on the higher level, was queer or is queer.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's cool.
Yeah, always nice that it's made for and by.
Exactly. And you can almost always tell when that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Final thoughts?
I liked this one. I'm glad we did it.
Me too. All right. If you want to tell us if you're from Amsterdam or surrounding area, and you want to tell us if this really was kind of as big as the L word is in the States or whatever, please email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Yep. And for as long as Twitter lasts, which might be one more day, we'll be at galpalswatch on Twitter.
And galpalswatch on Instagram.
Yeah, you
check out my belated posts there.
I have posts.
Oh, I finally got around to posting Deb's today.
Yeah,
and it was good content.
Oh my god. Well, I truly believe that because all of your content is great content.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, yes.
Good listening, everybody.
Yes, and keep it hella gay!